Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Script to Screen Conversations. This is the live coverage of NDUIFF's 12th edition. We have been covering the festival since its opening night, talking to the different guests and filmmakers that have been frequenting the festival. I'm sitting here with a programmer, shortwave programmer. Please share your name because I don't want to butcher it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Emilia Magic, and I come from Poznań, Poland.
Nice. So is this your first time at NDU?
Yes, definitely. It's not only my first time at NDU, but also my first time in Lebanon.
Okay, and how's that been?
Oh, yeah, it's been very adventurous. I have to admit, I did not expect the country to be so international, so welcoming, so open-minded. And also, I had no idea how terrifying car traffic be.
Car traffic it's an acquired taste. You have to get used to it. So as a programmer at Shortwave, is it Film Festival? Shortwave Film Festival. What kind of challenges do you face now that I almost feel like film is now becoming more and more accessible, so anybody with a phone or a camera can just go out there and make a movie, which essentially could mean that you as a festival programmer are receiving more and more content. What sort of challenges does that bring to you guys, because that's a lot of content that you guys are having to filter through and all that?
Well, actually, I would not complain about the film production, that there are too many films out there, because at the same time, the audience is growing and the number of festivals is growing. And I believe that the content will always find its place. So yes, of course, my festival, which is like International Short Film Festival, we receive more and more submissions every year. And it's a kind of a struggle to not have a feeling of, I don't know, missing out something. Of course, we had to also increase the team of pre-selectors. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, it was only me watching films with one colleague of mine. Now we need a team of pre-selectors who somehow watch the film through. But at the same time, we did introduce submission fees.
There's a fee
to submit to the festival, because the numbers were growing super fast. All this platform allow filmmakers to submit their film just in 1 second or a couple of seconds, so sometimes they don't even read through the festival description. And because of that reason, we introduced the screening fees, not high, it's just like €5, €10 to submit the film, and the numbers decreased a bit. But we also somehow introduce not only competition screenings, but also we have special programs. So at the moment, the numbers of films that we screen at every edition of my festival, it would be around 300.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good number.
And also, I think the biggest challenge, actually, that short film festivals face today is actually to find your profile,
okay,
to find your unique voice, to still make the audience be interested in what you do, what you curate, and to bring the international presence of your festival. You also need to find your own voice.
Okay, and you're saying the voice for the festival itself.
Yes.
That's interesting. So how does a festival go about trying to do that? How do you, do you then limit your selection to a particular niche or genre, or how do you go about finding a festival's voice? It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Normally it's like the filmmaker needs to find his voice. Now it's like the festival does.
Yeah, of course, but I believe that programming a film festival is very similar to filmmaking.
Okay.
It's also a collective effort, and it also is a matter of storytelling. You need a story
okay.
to tell. You have to somehow identify your audience, identify what you want to say, and then you build a story and the whole marketing around it, and you construct your team regarding your needs and stuff like that. And just to give you an example of how we try to tell the story, first of all, by having the special programs that I mentioned, every year we have some sort of like a festival slogan. 3 years ago, it was Beyond Borders, when we're having a focus on the migration crisis in Europe. Last year, the slogan was, or festival motto was In or Out, and our country in focus was United Kingdom, especially England, as we all know that Brexit
right.
is coming, right?
Right.
And next year, I can share that news, it's going to be a Southeast Asia,
okay.
the country in focus or region in focus, and we will have a festival a motto outside the box to
okay.
somehow show the perspective of filmmaking from outside the Europe, to be less Eurocentric in a way.
Okay, okay.
So that's a part of telling a story about what's out there, what's the films are being made, what's happening in politics, in culture. There are so many stories to tell. And also another thing is that, you know, of course, we treat every single film as a like particular piece of art, but also we programmers need to build some other narration out of it by putting the films together in like programs.
Right. What, you know,
yeah.
the screening order
yes.
and the screening, different screening days, etc. As someone who is a festival programmer, you've been at NDUIFF
yes.
since opening night.
Actually, I arrived night after.
Okay. What has your experience been so far?
Well, first of all, I would say the amazing hospitality of
okay.
and also the students of NDU are like very welcoming and very curious about what we do. I think
okay.
at least three people ask me like, how is it to be a programmer, or how did you become a programmer? This I really think that they use the festival as a platform to meet people, to get to know each other and so on. I'm also very happy that you have that the university facilities and the campus is a very nice spot, very vivid, and I'm so happy to see almost like full house
mm-hmm.
each night, and the audience react very intensively in a way that if there's a Lebanese film,
we do
yeah.
have tend to cheer a lot
yes.
we are very expressive
that's like absolutely beautiful, because this festival is rather, I would say, audience driven and this is great that students come to see our films also from the outside, and from the perspective of a jury member here, since I have this pleasure to be a jury at International Fiction Competition, I have to admit that the program is very consequent.
Okay.
That both the festival director and program director, they really know what sort of films they want to screen.
Okay.
And that's exactly this kind of profile that I mentioned earlier
okay.
on. This festival has a profile of...
The power of youth
has
been their
yes,
calling.
Yes, but also they are very focused on good storytelling, strong social issues visible on a screen, and also diversity, because you can see films from all around the world.
Right. Different topics, yeah. Different causes.
Yes. So I have to admit, it was a bit tiring because okay. There were like 20 films to watch. We watched them all during one day.
Oh, no.
So it was like a full-time job, you know.
Okay.
But with a nice cup of coffee in between. And also we were deliberating while sitting outside, looking at a beautiful view on the Lebanon, on the Beirut. So
right.
It was... very.
Excuse me.
It was very, very intriguing, you know, to watch all those films and then discuss. I was amazed that somehow four jury members, all with different backgrounds,
agreed and found a common ground.
Yes, exactly. And that's actually so beautiful about short cinema, that it somehow delivered the message to everyone.
Okay, so on a, you know, bringing this conversation sort of to a close, from a person, you know, you've had experiences, I'm guessing, in multiple different film festivals. You are the head programmer of Shortwave. The world is changing. The film landscape is changing, becoming, again, like I previously said, more accessible. It seems like we're getting more and more content, more digitally driven content because of, you know, mm-hmm. streaming yes. services and all that stuff. What is your advice to young filmmakers who seem to, you know, back in the day, it used to be you didn't have that many options. Now there are too many options. What is kind of like a piece of advice that you can give to filmmakers, young filmmakers who are trying to kind of break in?
Oh, yeah, I think I have a couple.
Okay, well, share the couple.
Yeah. So first of all, starting from like, why do you want to make a film in the very first place? Because that will somehow give you a clue what should you actually make. And then try to like... be honest with yourself in terms of like, don't pretend that you are someone else. Don't try to copy someone's style, because that's usually a big failure, and every programmer will say it from the very first second. So like, when you are honest with yourself, I think that you also very much believe in your project somehow. So the potential that you will have some doubts is less, is smaller. But at the same time, I really think that short cinema is a kingdom of freedom.
Okay.
So this is the perfect time to take risks.
And to experiment.
And to experiment just, yeah. And to make crazy projects, because, you know, there is not so much money included in short films.
Right.
So nobody will, I don't know, put you in prison or right, ruin right. your career or make you bankrupt or anything like that. You still have time to experiment. And this is where... actually, or when you can actually develop your unique voice that I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier on. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
And then the second thing, which I think is also crucial, is like when you have your film ready, definitely think what you want to do with it. If you want to send it, I don't know, to television, or if you want to work on your first feature, or if you want to create your festival path. If you want to have your festival path, do the research. Check out which festival. Maybe this is not exactly the film that suits Berlinale, but maybe it's a film that suits Shortwaves. You know, just do the research and apply or submit to the festivals that actually are like good for the content that you produced. And also the last, very last piece of advice is have fun during, like, if you have fun when you make films, I think the audience may also have fun, you know. Don't forget that this is like this time that you can experiment, you can break all the rules that are there. So yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah, my university teacher used to always tell us, you're making a short film, you're not saving the world.
Yeah.
It's like it's a short film, it's not rocket science.
And,
so
yeah.
You know, have fun with it. Remember, this is, you know, the experiment, take risks, have fun.
Yeah, and also
dream a little, you know.
Dream a little, and also keep your eyes wide open, because the best film topics or ideas are like close to you. So follow the news, read books, watch films, and travel to festivals if you mm-hmm. can, because that's the best source of inspiration.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective.
Thank you very much. And I warmly invite everyone to Poznań, to Poland, March 2019, 11th edition of Shortwave Festival, International Short Film Festival.
That's awesome.
In Poland.
Thank you.